Morning, everyone. How often do we think about light and darkness? I mean, you know, we go through our lives and we think about thousands and thousands and maybe millions of things. But today we're going to be a little bit philosophical. And we think about light and darkness. And I'd like to ask you, have you ever thought about what darkness is? Was darkness created? It never said in the Bible that God created darkness, but it is implied that darkness existed before God created anything. So darkness is not something. Darkness is the lack of something. Darkness is the lack of light. Now we know that the first thing that God created was light. He said, "Let there be light." So in the darkness, He created light. In other words, He brought the light, His light, something that truly exists, into the darkness. And in John 1, where he says, the light came into the world, and the darkness came into the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome the light. Because the darkness is nothing. The darkness has no power. You cannot measure darkness, but you can measure light, and you can measure the degree of light. So now we see that in creation, the first thing that God brought was light. He came to enlighten the universe, and from the light, He created all the rest. Jesus came into the world, and He said, "I am the light." He is the light that illumines in the darkness. He is the light. So when we speak about light, this is very, very critical to our faith, is to understand light from darkness. Now Jesus said that if you follow Me, now, if we are in darkness, how can we follow someone who is also in darkness? But if we're in darkness and we see a light, maybe it's off in the distance. We want to follow that light. It says if we're in the middle of a pitch black desert and we're afraid because we don't know where we are, and then all of a sudden we see a light, a small light, says, are we going to go towards that light? Of course we are. Because we as human beings are drawn towards light. Maybe like moths are drawn towards light. And insects at night are drawn towards the light. Says we are also drawn towards the light. And our Lord came into the world and He was the light. And all the people were drawn towards Him. Because He shone in the darkness. But when He left, when our Lord left and ascended into heaven, He left the church. He left the apostles. And to the apostles, He said, "You are the light." To the church, He said, "You are the light." And He said, go out and put the light on top of the mountain so that those who are in darkness will see it and they will be drawn towards it. The light of Christ. This is what we carry. This is what we do on Easter, on Pascha, when we light each other's candles. That's taking the light out into the world. The light is what we have. In the church. The church, the believers, are the light of the world. Now, we can do many things as a church, as a community. We can be enclosed. We can close that light for ourselves, or we can open it to the world. Our Lord instructed us, open it to the world. Show the world your light. The light is not for one group of people. The light is not for one ethnicity. It is not for one race. It is not for one anything. The light is for all people. All people who are living in darkness. And those are all the people who have not accepted Jesus Christ. They are in darkness. So we must be the light. As individuals, we have to be the light to all those people around us. We have to be shining examples of what Christ wants us to be, to love. This is the light. And when people see it, they will be attracted to it. If we go around with a frown on our face, if we go around with the attitude that don't bother me, says we are trying to enclose the light. We are trying to keep the light to ourselves. But what happens if you take a candle and you put it in a bottle and you close the bottle? What happens to it? The light goes out. So the light, the one characteristic of the light is that it must be out. It must be shared. Because if a community tries to close the light and keep the light to itself, the light will go out. We cannot have the light. We cannot have the light unless we share the light. So the light of Christ is what he has left in the church. And he says, put it on a mountaintop. Show people the light. Remember, Christianity is a decision. God didn't tell us to go out into the world and force people to become Christians. He didn't say go out and conquer militarily and make people Christians. He said, let them decide for themselves. Let them decide, but let them decide when they see the light. Because when they see the light, they will decide. And they will decide towards the light. That's normal. It's natural. But if we're showing something else, if we're not showing the light of Christ, and we tell people, why don't you become Christian? And if we are living in darkness, they're going to say, why should I become a Christian? I'm already in darkness. You're in darkness. I'm in darkness. We're all in darkness. But when we show the light, it's the light that will draw them to Christ. And this is what he has left us. He has left us his light. And we must allow that light to shine individually and as a parish. And we do that through ministry as a parish so that all people can see what Jesus Christ is, because we are continuing his work in the world. But also, we as individuals must carry that light with us into the world so that people can see what it is truly to be the light of Christ, truly to be a Christian.